Well, you know you make me wanna shout, throw my hands up and
shout.
Look, if that's the energy you're gonna come into the show with, why are we even here?
Madam,
we need you to pick it up. We need to be at tens. You're giving me about a six right now.
Because it's a Tuesday.
I don't care what day it is. I don't care what day it is. It's not a Tuesday for the listeners.
But what if I didn't? What if my wig wasn't on properly and I couldn't shout? What if Sacred wasn't working for me just yet and my locks have been tight? Do you think about that?
Wait, you know it. You make me wanna shout. Throw my hands up and shout. Throw my hair back in. Shout. Something else. Come on now. Don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah. Say you will. Say you will.
Mm-hmm. You done? Are you done? Not you coming in here loud and brown and gay on this fucking Tuesday for Wednesday.
Hello. Oh, sorry. I didn't know we changed the name of the show.
Brown, loud and gay?
Hello, everyone. You're listening to soft, demure, quiet heterosexuals on whatever day you're listening.
We're giving you soft, dulcet tones. That's what we're doing.
I don't think that's the brand.
No, that never was the brand. If there was a brand, would have been on YouTube or something.
Soft dulcet tones, soft, me and you.
It would never work.
If I was capable of producing soft dulcet tones, I still feel like I'd choose not to.
Mm-mm, can you imagine? Be like, oh my god, hi, well, this is Low Brown Gaze, and you're listening to me, Nick Charles, and of course Dan James LDN, and of course you're listening on both Spotify, Apple Music, or everywhere you listen to your podcast. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Sorry, now you can get through. Won't you just name and your number, and we'll get back to you. Oh,
we'll get back to you. Never gone back. Never gonna get up. Never get back. Never get back. Never get back to you.
That's an iconic.
That's not how the song goes.
But no, but it could work. It could work.
It could work. It could work. Counting.
Hi, listeners. How we doing? It's March. It's March. March is marching right now.
I got some things I need to talk about this week.
Go on then. Take the. I have nothing.
Let me get into two things and the stories in the streets. Right. Mm-hmm. Number one, I think I am close to death. Let me tell you for why.
Oh God.
Let me tell you for why. I have this sensation every now and then. That my, whatever, this ear gets really hot, which you know is a sign that someone's talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for like, at least since New Year's, this ear just be getting randomly hot every now and then, which means I'm on someone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's talking about me. And I don't know if it's positive or negative. And if it's negative, you can keep it. I don't need that energy in my life. But if it's positive, if you're out there, and we're coming into March, and you're talking about me positively, and you ain't coming to me and telling me nice things about myself and cuddling up with me on a Sunday, we need to work something out. My DMs have been open this entire time, okay? Now, I apologize if anybody has tried to DM me and I haven't responded. Let that just be because you ain't what I'm looking for. You might be lovely. You could be lovely. You're a lovely person. But for me, it ain't it. But you, if you...
Why are we choosing violence so loudly? Why are we choosing violence like this? What the fuck is going on in here on this day? You coming on the big brown gate so loudly? What is happening here?
So basically, my friend told me the other day, I was talking to them, and they were like, Dan, you're constantly saying that you have no one, and like no one even tries for you. And I was like, because that is true. And then they were like, yeah, but if we went through your DMs, I'm sure you would find that there are people trying for you. And I would say to them, the people that maybe try for me, like, Like, it's the equivalent of being like, oh my God, I'm so alone. Someone comes up behind you like, hi, I'm here. And then you just turn and you say, not you. And then you turn back around and you're like, I'm so alone. So, and I understand that that is a me problem. That is me issue to work out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to need somebody who, you know, might be like somewhere between 5'7 and 5'10. Like, not too built out, not too skinny. To be honest, your body isn't too important to me. I just need a cute face. You got a cute face, a nice personality, and you're shorter than me? Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I am available whenever you wish. Because summer is coming. And yes, we might be in the streets this summer yet again. But I want this to be the last one. This is the last summer in the streets. Summer 2025 for me and you, okay? For me and you. The clinic has seen enough of the both of us. We need to change our ways.
Ma'am, I got tested last week and I'm fine. Shut your mouth.
It doesn't. But you had to go get tested, didn't you? You weren't in a closed, committed relationship where you trust each other.
I don't date. You know, I don't have. You know, there's nobody on my agenda. I just fucking go.
Yeah, and that's good for you. That's love for you, baby. But what are you doing on a Sunday? Who's knocking down your doors wanting to watch some 7 episodes of whatever TV show on a Sunday with you? No one. Because we are alone. We only have each other.
Wow, you really choosing violence today, huh?
Anyway, back... back.
Why am I getting it? What the hell? Why am I catching strays? I'm just sitting here looking pretty. Wow.
That is a point to what I'm saying, okay? The point to what I'm saying is I'm definitely dying because my ear keeps getting hot, and occasionally it gets hot. It feels like there's something inside it. There's nothing inside that ear. Why does it feel like that? Obviously, it's death is coming for me. That is part of what... No. But also, we're in March, okay? Now, if any of you girls go to the gym, you know, and you know what March means. March means it's the cut has begun.
Very dark.
Now, let me tell you how much I don't want to do this fucking cut this year. I don't want to do it, Nick. I don't want to do it. I ate 4 triple chocolate cookies today because I went to the shop and I got all my, like, I got my chicken, I got my meat, I got all my vegetables and everything. I didn't get any rice. I didn't get any pasta. I didn't get any of the good shit, okay? None of that came home with me. And then I looked at my shopping and I said, you know what? Let me get me some cookies. Because if we're going to go into this, I'm treating myself today and then tomorrow we shall be hitting it because I've got all the meal prep stuff. I don't want to do it though. I don't want to do it. Why am I doing it?
I feel you. Well, yesterday I had my last cheat meal because I was like, right. I love a bit of fried chicken. Fried chicken. So I had my fried chicken meal yesterday. And I was like, this is good. It was a first day of my brand new job treat as well. Because you know the first day is always like, you're just stressed out because you just, your brain, paperwork, it's just a lot. And I didn't go to the gym and I felt absolutely terrible. But then today, the good thing about my new job is there is a gym on site. And let me tell you something real quick, Mr. Dan James. The corporate girlies that have gyms on site, those are the ones to watch when summer comes around. Those girls are busting their ass in that fucking lunchtime class. Let me tell you something. Those corporate girlies are the ones to watch.
You're telling me, like, everyone knows if you walk into a spin class and you see a corporate girlie in a matching 2 set, you better take a seat at the back because you're not keeping up.
She's riding everybody out.
She is absolutely going to kill you all, okay? She is not going to miss a step. She is not stopping at any point. She's riding 45 minutes start to finish. She's taking it all. You better sit behind her and look at some greatness.
The corporate girlies in that two-piece Gymshark, they're coming.
Oh, matching colors, a nice print.
You're done.
She's taking it.
She's absolutely taking it. That's mother.
You thought you were going to turn out. You thought you were going to be the queen of that spin class, but no.
No.
The corporate Sally's girlies. Come up and she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. She was like, let me get onto this Matalan dress into this two-piece from Gymshark.
Let me quick. I got an hour. That gives me 45 minutes for spin. 15 minutes, quick shower, change back into it. I got a meeting at 1.
Correct.
Oh,
those couple girlies.
Those girls. But anyway, yeah, summer is coming.
Summer is coming.
Now let me tell you.
I'm loving the sun, by the way. It's nice. The cute. It's
the
cold,
sun is nice. Cute. And I need her to bring the temperature with her if she's gonna turn up. I don't know why you're turning up without your husband to the function. I invited you both. But no, sun just was turning up by herself. Let me tell you something. This is essentially the story of the streets for my weekend.
Oh, okay. Go on, then.
Now, I know everybody's going to come at me and be like, oh, Dan, you're so popular. Oh, you've got too many problems. Oh, everybody likes you. Da-da-da-da. Hold that for a minute, okay? Hold it for a minute. If y'all can't relate to my problems, it ain't for you, okay? Hold it, because I'm a complaint. I had to send out my birthday invites. Now, my birthday is early May. Now, some people have said that my birthday party is typically the start of summer. Some people have said that, okay? That comes with a lot of responsibility on me to get that out. Nick, would you like to guess how many birthday invites I ended up sending out? Well, this was just a save the date, okay? I haven't done the full invite. This is save the date. Would you like to have a little guess how many I sent out?
Knowing you, I am going to give a rough estimate, at least 507.
Okay, let's be serious.
I mean
507.
Yes, but keep in mind, let's stop here for let me tell you how I got that quick maths. You went to university, you used to live in Elephant Castle, you go to a gym, you have gay friends, you have gay DJ friends, you have gay friends of friends of friends, you have exes, you have friends of exes, you have a clique that you hang with, you have your chill out crew, you have your not so chill out crew, you have your dancing girls. Girl, you got friends. Why are we lying?
Yeah, but 507 is an unreasonable amount.
Yes, but how many people actually turn up at your party most of the time? That number, your house has been filled.
It's not 500. It's never 500. Yes. Do we fill the space?
When you call the house party and then you call the afters, it's 500.
I don't know what you mean about an after. I don't know what you mean. You ain't never seen me at one. We ain't never stepped into one. We never go home. Okay.
Catching strays.
187.
I mean, close enough.
I sent out 187 save the dates. And then I had to start there. That was after culling the list. And I'm like, what kind of madness is this that I have hit a point that I have 187 people who I would like to celebrate my birthday with? Mm-hmm. 187 people. That is unreasonable to a full extent. So I spent 2023 being nice. Okay. There was a year of me being nice. I grew past like being cunty for no reason. I was like, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be welcoming to people in my life. And that's it. We get to my birthday, 2024. After that, villain. Absolute villain mode. Some of you are getting cut. Okay. If you don't turn up, if you show your face at my birthday and have not messaged me before, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to get it. Gone. Be gone. Striked off the list. Okay. Because this is unmanageable. This is absolutely unreasonable. My birthday next year is going to be 35 people maximum. 35. You better hope you're in it. Welcome to the Hunger Games of being my friend. There are 35 spots to be claimed. Put your name down.
Just put a fucking raffle and pick a name at this rate.
No, because I want to know. I want to know. You want to be in this circle? Okay. You want to be with us while we take over the world? You get in it. There's 35 spots. There are 35 spots on the roster. Good luck. God bless. May the odds be ever in your favor. Welcome to the Hunger Games of my life. That's it. I'm done.
Not this. I mean, yeah, you need to tell people now, because, you know, the sooner as it gets sunny in this country, people books gets filled. So good for you saying this message at the start of March. Good for you.
Oh, yeah, no, I always do it early because I never do it the first. So my birthday is 7th of May. I never do it the first weekend of May because it's always bank holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. And the girls are booked. They run off.
Already.
The second weekend, sometimes I can do it. It really depends on when Eurovision is. But the Eurovision is the second weekend of May this weekend. So I was like, nah, fuck that. We ain't doing that. Third weekend of May. That's the one. We're touching it that year. So yeah, that's how we're going to do it. I'm on the hunt for a venue. So anyone listening, if you've got some good ideas that could host, I'm going to assume, let's assume 50% of these people turn up. So that's 90. Okay. I'm going to need a venue for 90 people. Okay, and that's 50% of you. Remember, we're still cutting down to 35. So, you know, a third of those are remaining at the end of this.
Is it a kind of first come, first serve kind of basis?
It's sort of like, look, if you're there, you're there. Lovely to see you. Thank you for coming. Good luck. You ain't getting invited next year. because I'm not doing this again.
Let me just bring a casserole. It's a cookout.
Who's going to turn up in the cutest outfit? That's points on the board.
Love
okay,
that.
Okay, we're going to... you. Some of you are going to have to get some sponsors, okay? Make it work.
Not you telling the girls again, geesh.
But yeah, no, we're going to do... we're going to have a cute party. We're going to turn it out. You'll be there. You already got the save the date.
Of course, I already put it in my diary.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll be turning it out, making it work. Yeah, that's it. That was my story from the streets.
I love that for you. Love that for you. I don't have any story from the streets, but I have realized something that really is something I want to bring up with the listeners and the girlies over here. Maybe because I'm out of London, I don't get involved in certain things, but I just want to ask the people who go to Adonis, what the fuck is happening with you all? I just want to ask the Adonis people, what the fuck are you doing? Because I do not know how you are so out and proud and say with your whole chest what you really think about people and then running and hiding.
They're fucking rude.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I brace up. Now, I am in a group chat with the girlies that Dan introduced me to, the Beehive, the Boy Hive, actually. Shout out to the group. And I was just having my Sunday chill, you know, just chilling. You know, when you're hungover, it's a weekend, it's fine.
We need to pick a different word, because if you're going to talk about Adonis and then say Sunday chill, that's going to mean some different things to some different people.
Okay, so, well,
was you having a calm Sunday in the house?
I was having a chilled Sunday watching Megan Thee Stallion videos. That's what I was
okay, doing. So you were at home.
With content.
You were in the house.
Yes, I was in the house.
We got
now. Now, I, for one, if I go to an event and I enjoyed it, I'm happy to tag my photo and say I have been there, because if I want people to know and share in my joy, we all do it. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
If you are a party promoter of an LGBTQ+ queer night and someone tag a photo and you comment in their DMs and fucking rude to them, fuck you. Fuck you. Your mum, fuck your whole hole. What is wrong with you people? Adonia, sister, girl, what are we doing? Why are we back in a situation? Adonis, girlies, come on, what are we doing here?
So,
what are we doing here?
If you didn't see this, Adonis, a guy posted a picture of themselves and two friends. At Adonis, tagged Adonis in the picture on their story, and then Adonis replied in the DM saying, "Enough with the basic club selfies." First of all, it weren't a selfie because somebody else was taking that picture. All three of them were saying, "So, enough with the basic club pictures is what you want." My question is, Adonis, what did you want from this girl? What did you want from him? Did you want a stage like a kind of gack? Like, what did you want? This is, we go out, we take picture. I'm confused.
But keep in mind, I paid to come to your fucking party. I paid my money. And I tag you and you want to get cunty with me? Fuck you, bitch.
The absolute audacity for
the audacity to be the of DMs.
The DMs in that person's DMs to contact them directly and say, enough of this. Absolutely enough of this. Do you know what I think they were doing? And this is me giving the most grace to the organizer of Adonis is, I think they meant to send that picture to like somebody else in their group, in their organizer group, and be like, "God, I'm so bored of this. Enough of this boring pictures or whatever." But you pressed the wrong button and you replied directly to them, and then they saw it. But okay, number one, now I'm gonna get cancelled. But let me remind everybody, I'm a survivor of the Adonis Circuit Gay War of 2023.
Amen.
I was in the trenches fighting with the rest of y'all. So I'm allowed to say this. Slightly iconic behavior from Adonis, if we're honest.
It is. It is. Like, it is a little bit iconic.
Incredibly rude. It's terrible customer service. You owe that person an apology and a free ticket to your next event if they want
for
to.
For the whole it. Year.
So you absolutely owe them that. But oh my God, that's iconic behavior.
I saw this and I was like, damn, you already said it with your whole chest? So loudly?
The way they just went out, just flat out rude to that person. That person didn't do anything to them. He's got me dying.
Dan, They had no red tape. They just went straight out the gate. It was like, oh, wait, there's like, can you not? It's like, okay.
Adonis, this is my thing for Adonis, right? And like, girls, if you want to be like an alternative queer, like East London girly night, okay? Yeah. If that's where you want to be, fair enough. Be that.
Yeah.
But you got to stop putting on an event that the people you don't want to go to it want to go to it.
Mm.
Right? So maybe you got to think about changing up the music you play. Go more like hardcore techno. Because
if that's the girls you want.
Yeah, the people you're getting mad at attending your event, okay, do not go to Riposte. They don't go to Unfold. They don't go to the full-on hardcore techno nights because they ain't their bag. They want to dance to some clack, clack, clack circuit beats.
And have a good time.
And have a good time and meet up with some shirtless men and go do dirty stuff in the dark room. Like, correct. That's what they want to do. If you want to be that night, build that night to be that so that they don't want to go to it anymore.
And okay? That doesn't take long. Take it from me, who's a promoter. It doesn't take that long to do that night.
Exactly. Like, you have already made a night that I don't want to go to. I'll go to your day parties. I like the day parties in the summer. It's a cute vibe and we're outside and I don't care less about the music. But because I'm not a circuit girly, I don't like a moment.
Yeah.
I don't go to Adonis. I spend the first half an hour enjoying myself because I'm with my friends and then the next 6.5 hours trying to enjoy myself and then getting tired and bored. Like, I don't want to do that. So just, you know, push it. Keep pushing it. Push it a little bit further. Make your event worse if you don't want these people to come there. But if you do want these people to come there, you either have to, like, hit up a point where, you know, you have a smaller venue.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, girls, if you want a true queer rave night, your venue's too big. The venue they have at Adonis is massive. You ain't going to fill it out just with those people. Mm. Like, in order to cover your costs, you kind of need to have some of the basics come in your room. You got to let some of us normies turn up. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to be like this, you got to commit wholeheartedly. Everyone's got to know that if they go to Adonis and then if they upload a picture of them at Adonis, there is a chance that Adonis might insult them. And then I want you to fully commit. So I want an Instagram highlight with Adonis insults people who go there. Okay? I want it to be seen as a mark of honor that Adonis came at you. For being basic or doing whatever, you gotta lean in, because either way, we gotta make this work. And I'm tired of you thinking we can do exactly the same night that attracts exactly the same people, but we'll just be mean to them till they stop coming. Because obviously it ain't working.
So I don't change your costume, Mimi. Change it around.
Come on,
girlies. Change your costume.
Come on, Teletubby. Teleport us to Mars.
Yeah, like if you want your night to be, you know, a certain way, change up your posters. Change, because the way how you personally market Adonis as a brand, I would think it was for all certain type of the girlies. I would think so. But if you were to be owns, change it up.
Yeah, the
girls will come. Who love that will come.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They go anyway.
Yeah, so you ain't losing any money here, girlies.
Yeah, you. I mean, you are going to need a smaller venue, though. You're going to need less covers.
Where do they go?
So it's like a venue out in like East London in the Docklands. It's huge. It's a massive old warehouse. Mm. And then it's got like shipping containers outside. It's the whole thing. It's also like, it takes your whole weekend. Because getting back from it is a nightmare. You have to stay until the DLR starts running again, or you've got to accept that you're going to pay £40 on an Uber. It's just long.
And the girls are taking the night bus from that side of the town.
You could try to get a bus, but I promise you, you're going to get 6. It's so long. Mm-mm. But, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. Mm-mm. I just need them commit. Either way, commit.
Yeah.
Don't just be shady and sneaky every now and then. Yeah. Or... If this was genuinely a mistake, you got to swap out who's got the logins to that Instagram.
Very much that.
Because I'm pretty sure I know exactly who sent this message. And when I tell you that they are a messy queen, honey, they are a messy queen.
like dog mess or cow mess?
Like, so messy that they sold tickets to the one event. And back when they were fighting with the circuit gays, they said, if you turn up to this event with a ticket, even though we won't let you in.
Oh, wow.
And then, so that was gold, the girls, man, because they're like, well, how do we know if you're going to let us in or not? And they were like, well, don't be a circuit gay. And they're like, oh, well, how do you know? And I was like, girls, I don't know. Just don't turn up in a harness. Don't turn up with a fan. Don't be all clack, clack, clacking. Just like look a bit queer and walk in. You'll be fine. But, you know, they want to be arguing. I honestly like people when they're fighting about things that does not affect me in any way, because nighttime Adonis event, I will not be going to.
I mean, do you go to Adonis? Is that your vibe?
No, I've sort of accepted now, like Adonis, Unfold, Riposte, Howl, all of these things where it's like, it's for the girlies who likes like uns or like really hard techno stuff. Like, I just don't enjoy it. So to me, I'm like, I don't want to go because my friends want to go, and then also be like, oh, I'm having a bad time, and then being all like stressed about me. I'm like, enjoy yourselves. I love it for you. Genuinely, not even being sarcastic. I love it for you. I love that these events exist and everyone can enjoy it as well. I just enjoy that, like, there's stuff for me over there and I can go do that over there and we can meet up later on or another time, or we have pre's together and then we'll go our separate ways. Like, that all works for me. So don't stress.
I feel like Adonis has never really, like, it's never actually, like, I don't feel like our friendship, the people I hang with, like you and Seb and everybody, I don't feel like it's never been our vibe, to be fair.
I think you could work with Adonis.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, when you get into your unsense bag, you could work with Adonis as well.
Yeah, but also, I don't know. In my recent times, recently I've just been like, I've been in my soca bag lately, to be fair. I've been feeding my soca roots lately. I've been back in my soca bag.
I've been saying I wanted a gay bashment night.
Like, I need a carnival. I need a little soca. I need a little Destra. Little Patrice.
I need Afrobeats. I need carnival. I need gays in a room dancing to that.
Girlies who are listening out there, it's time. We need to do something.
Madam, you are a DJ and a promoter. Yeah. Why are we asking the girlies?
Well, I also.
You do it.
Yeah, but I also don't have the funding.
That is very true.
I am loud, brong, and broke.
So girlies with the funding.
So girlies with the funding, if you're listening.
You're interested in putting on a little gay Afrobeat soca bashment.
I'll get the DJs and the people will come. Let's just get the money. Get the funding.
Yeah, okay. We'll get the venue. We'll sort all the planning. So I will do the logistics for you.
Instead of spending money on the bag, spend the money on me. Okay.
Yeah, you don't need another backpack.
Madam.
You're fine. Your old one will carry your stuff.
Exactly. Correct. So give the money to me. The girlies who need the money.
Well, we got 2.5 minutes. Did any celebrities do anything interesting this week? Have you been paying attention? Because I haven't.
No, but shout out to Rae for winning all her Brit Awards this weekend.
Oh, you walked out loaded down, heavy.
Claps for you, Rae. Independent artist running the fucking road. Good for her. Show the girls.
Yeah, I'm glad she got something.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Maybe now she can start acting like she's meant to be here.
True. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed Dua Lipa's performance of the Brits. It was cute. It was nice. She's been hitting that choreography class, you know.
Now I will say something.
Yes,
just
go
before
on.
We end the show.
Go on, then.
I agree with you.
Okay, well, so I don't know where the real Dan is, but he is not here.
I know, I agree with you. I think Dua Lipa has put in a lot of work. I think her stage presence has really improved. I think her ability to perform has really improved. I think she's getting there. She's taking the hints, she's taking the lessons, and she's taking it to heart.
Wow.
And I'm happy to see the growth.
Well, there's room for everybody. Because where's this imposter? Who is this ain't Dan James.
Is this not what I said I wanted from her? Is this not what I asked for? I've never been the type to ask for something and then complain when I'm given it.
You have never given more than a sentence. So to give, this is enough. We'll take it. I mean, I'm pretty sure Seb's going to get more bald when he hears this as well. So it is what it is.
Close the damn show.
It is what it is. Right, girlies. Before we go, I just want to say something. The girlies have been asking for a little bit of back in the bus mess. If that's what you want, what are you going to do about it? Set your fucking
questions.
You got to
provide us with the mess.
Give us a mess. Listen, we've been waiting. We've been ready. We've been ready. So if you want to give us the mess, you know what to do. Send your questions. Until then, this has been Nick Charles. You're with me and Dan James Eldian every single week. We'll be here next week. You know the socials. Give us some love. We'll see you soon. Bye, honey.
Bye.
You know what? I actually do miss back at the bus sometimes.
I actually do as well. Like, sometimes it's nice to not, like, to just sit there and listen and think, oh, actually, my life's not so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I ain't going through this.
And also,
maybe it's good to not have a man because I'm not stressed 24/7.
True. Also, I feel like in the back of the bus, we need to hear about that man who used to fuck his dad's friend in that van. I need an update. Well, let me know.
I'll give you the update. The friend of the dad broke that boy's heart. That boy has now moved to his nearest big city. I'm assuming it was Leeds. Mm-hmm. He has gotten into three, I'm going to say, unsuccessful relationships because he now has older man issues and is dating people who are, I'm going to assume, like, unlovable. That's what's happened. That's your update.
Wow. Wow. This man, you're just catching strays. Love that. Poor this boy catching the trees, but yes, I agree. Bye.